Now that's very strange. Very strange, because I was just about to tell a wee story that was to be, or that was spurned by a tweet by Paul Freeman, who is at IMA, or Radio Boo, who was posting a comment to my Boo from this morning about the strange helicopter yesterday and today. And Paul explained it was due to a very bad road traffic accident just at the other side of the town, the east side of the town, at the place called Bog Hall. And I just only tweeted about 15-20 minutes ago to Paul saying, have you noticed the increase in sirens in the town over the past year or so? And it really has. It's beginning to sound like New York or Chicago or somewhere, with the amount of sirens that's going on. So, obviously I'm back in voice again, of sorts. I can still feel the tenderness in my throat, or my palate, I should say, as I speak. But most of the pain has all gone now, so I'm really, really happy. I'm recording this binaurally, by the way, if anyone's interested, simply because it's such a lovely calm day. There's hardly a breeze. We've had some rain, but it's really quite warm still, strangely, and very pleasant. So, and I can smell the fresh cut grass in the park here. It's beautiful. Can you smell that? I'll put the binaurals a bit lower to the ground and see if you can. Yeah, got it? Okay. Auto suggestion, I guess. I was standing just as before I tell this tale that's coming up, going back to Paul's comments. I was standing there setting up just at the side of the grass at the bottom end of the park there. Standing there setting up my Zoom with the binaurals, and all of a sudden I felt this cold wet thing in my bare leg at the back, and I near pooped myself. And it was this tiny wee dog, a nice wee thing, but the woman, I'd obviously just let it off the lead as soon as she got out of her car in the wee car park here, and I kind of jumped and looked. I didn't say anything, and she shouted over, "Oh, I'm sorry," and I was in two minds to say, "Well, you shouldn't need to be sorry if you keep your dog on the lead or control it better," but I thought, I'm just not in the mood. But it just shows you, back to this thing about people and dogs, you know, everybody needs to love my dog. And if you don't love dogs licking you, sniffing you, or whatever else, there must be something wrong with you. And I love dogs to bits, but I'm losing the plot with these people that just seem to have adopted that whole attitude of letting their dog run wherever it wants to go and sniff and lick and wet nose everybody. Especially when you get a cold, wet thing suddenly hitting the back of your leg, your bare leg. So back to where I was going. Excuse me, you may hear me doing those kind of things along the road. I should have actually brought a mint or a hard-boiled sweetie to suck, but then that would have made smacking noises. So back to Paul's comment. As I said, it made me think of an incident that happened here very, very recently, and I guess I'd record this audio sooner if I hadn't had the problems. But it revolves around Mrs. Hart, H-A-R-T, Mrs. Hart. Mrs. Hart is the lollipop lady for the wee school that I'm just looking across to just now. There's wind coming up now. She asked that. I shouldn't have spoke about breeze. Mrs. Hart is a lollipop lady for the wee St. Mary's, as we call it, St. Mary's Primary School. The one I used to go to when I was a wee boy. Yeah, well, yeah, they really did build schools in those days with brick. And she was a funny woman in respect that some days she's... I'm going to rephrase this and don't take anything the wrong way. She's an English woman, and she was married, her husband died. I guess she's a bit older than us. I guess she's probably in her early 70s, or at least that. And she was married to, obviously, her husband. Stayed just along the road in the same house, St. Columba's Villa, where I used to go and get my music lessons all those years ago with Miss Brodie. So kind of a wee tie in there, but not because we're friends or anything like that, just because I've spoke to her about that house and the history it had with me. So, but she's a funny kind of woman. Sometimes she would blather to you as you passed, or as she passed, or as you passed to school and she was there with her lollipop in hand. And other times she would just blank you off, you know, as if you didn't exist. So we always say, we used to get a wee bit annoyed about that, and then we realised that it's a woman's mind. She's obviously goes away into wee corners, and when she's out and about, and depending which corner she's in, she either sees you, recognises you and talks to you, or sees you, recognises you and her mind doesn't want to recognise you. But apart from that, she was a lovely lady, and she's good, really good at the school crossing. And when she was in a mood to talk, you know, she always loved talking about the weather, of course. Always glad when the sun shone on her, not having to wear her big waterproof every day. But anyway, she didn't. After her husband died, she didn't seem to have much of a life. She had I know she had cats, and she was a great reader, an avid reader of books. And when she was not escorting kids across the road in and out of the school, she would sit in the bus shelter and read her novels or books. And sometimes she actually sat elsewhere, maybe on the way along or the way back, and she would just suddenly stop and get her book out, lean against a wall or a wee wall and sit in that. She had buckled legs with massive varicose veins. I say she still does have, at least to my knowledge, and this is where things come in a wee bit strange, because a week passed. Now Paul might have actually heard about this incident. A very strange incident happened, because Mrs. Hart had been sitting in the, you know, these big new bus shelters that have a perspex backing, or supposed to be shatterproof glass backing and things like that, where the vandals love to smash, you know. Well, she was sitting in this one, just basically just out back in where I came in through the park, and across from the Scotland store. And she'd been sitting in there reading her book, apparently. And a car, a four-track, one of these big four-tracks, this woman had parked it on the brae, the wee brae straight across, well, it's not straight across, it's almost straight across the road, the wee brae that comes down and joins the main, as we know, as the Glasgow Road. She parked her four-track on that and went into the store and hadn't put her handbrake on properly. So not only did her vehicle run down the hill, it ran straight across the Glasgow Road. And now this is normally a very busy road, and how it managed to cross that road in the first place without being hit by something, we don't know. But not only that, it had taken it had veered off to its left. And the first that Mrs. Hart knew about it was probably when she lifted her head quickly from her book to see a big four-track mounting the pavement and straight into her. Apparently, both her legs have been badly injured, and she was in shock and rushed away to hospital. It was so bad that it actually pushed her right through the back, that big glass plate at the back, pushed her right through that. So it was a freak accident when you think about it. You know, not only did this big four track not have handbrake on, and not only did it not run down straight down the road and cross the Glasgow Road without being hit by something else, and not only did that not go straight across, and it would have ended up into the car park of Jerry's Fish and Chip Shop. But it actually veered to the left. It's almost like that film now where people got targeted by a line that came down from the sky. Was it The Omen or something like that? It's almost as if that had happened and she was doomed to be hit for some reason or other. Can you imagine sitting, reading a book quietly and being engrossed in that, and a sudden noise makes you lift your head quickly, and that noise is something that's just going to hit you in a microsecond, you know, a ton and a half of four track straight into you. The shock must have been incredible. But anyway, as far as we know, she's still alive, but still in hospital. And, well, we don't know, just, you know how these things go, stories. Pardon me. Stories about what her condition is and all that. I really need to find out now that I can talk. I really need to ask people and find out what's happening with her. As I said, not that she was a friend, but she was someone that, when given the chance, she would speak to you and you'd speak back. And it was just, she had appeared to have such a lonely life. But I'm hoping she's okay and I hope she gets back. But I can't see it. You know, people of an age when they get broken bones like that, especially shattered bones. You know, and her legs were really bad. They were, you know, because of her weight, they were bandy. They were, as I said, very heavily varicose veined. And, you know, when you get your bones broken at that age, they never mend properly. She could probably never be a lollipop lady again. And because of an utterly, utterly freak accident. So the signs would be going that day, which brings me full circle back into the helicopter yesterday and the day before. Damn shame, a damn shame. I pray Mrs. Hart recovers enough to you know, to be able to get out and about again. And, she never owned a car. She used to cycle to her work before she got that wee bit older and put on a wee bit more weight. But then she only had to walk about, well, just over half a mile from her home, which probably gave her enough exercise. But I do hope she gets out and about. Damn shame. So there you go, a freak accident. It's freak. The more I think about it, exactly how freak that was for that to happen. It's just, as Victor Meldrew would say, just don't believe it. It's unbelievable. Anyway, I'm going to give my throat a rest now. You can give your ears a rest as I approach the busy Whitburn Road. Cheerie bye the noo.